This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives closed the first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings into U.S. President Trump Friday with testimony from Marie Yovanovitch. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
Trump tweeted about Yovanovitch as she testified, prompting a warning from Democrats about the addition of potential charges in any articles of impeachment.
This is a part of a pattern to intimidate witnesses. And it's also part of a pattern to obstruct the investigation. It was also a part, frankly, of the pattern to obstruct justice.
But the president defended the move.
I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech, just as other people do. But they've taken away the Republicans' rights.
And as Republican allies argued, the first week of testimony provided no hard evidence of wrongdoing. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A teenager who opened fire at his high school in Southern California this week and then turned the gun on himself died from his wounds Friday. AP's Tim McGuire.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says 16-year-old Nathaniel Berthau planned his attack, which left two Saugus High School students dead, three others wounded. He also says the investigation into a motive so far has turned up a cookie-cutter kid you could find anywhere. Lead investigator, Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegner.
We did not find any manifesto, any diary that spelled it out, any suicide note, or any writings.
The identities of the two students killed have been made public. They were 14-year-old Dominic Blackwell and 15-year-old Gracie Ann Mullenberger, described by her parents as their Cinderella, the daughter we always dreamed to have. Berthau, who shot himself in the head, died Friday afternoon. I'm Tim McGuire.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, in a televised speech to the nation earlier this week, announced that his government would release three prominent Taliban members in exchange for two Westerners abducted by the Taliban as a confidence-building measure with the insurgent group. The Western hostages are American Kevin King and Australian Timothy John Weeks, who have been in Taliban's captivity since 2016 when they were abducted from the capital, Kabul. Both were professors at the American University of Afghanistan. In Hong Kong, as they enter into another week of five-month-long protest against the government, students are taking a different approach to challenging the authority. VOA's Bill Gallo.
See behind me is actually pretty new. Students barricading themselves in at universities, preparing for long confrontations with the police. It's the start of what could be a new phase in the anti-government protests. Students are eager to defend their aggressive tactics. This is going on in at least five Hong Kong campuses. Many schools canceled class for the semester. At the Chinese University of Hong Kong, police moved in earlier this week, prompting a night of clashes that looked more like battles for territory. Police later accused the students of turning the campuses into weapons factories.
The violence between us and the police is unbalanced. You can see that. We just use the things we have, just only some bottles or some plastic. But the police has the gun and had the tear gas.
In the downtime, the students test their weapons, which don't even always work. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Iran's abrupt decision to raise gasoline prices as its economy worsens under U.S. sanctions and domestic corruption has angered many Iranians, prompting protests in at least five cities and online complaints. Without prior warning, the state-run National Iranian Oil Products Distribution Company announced an immediate 50% increase in the country's heavily subsidized gas price early Friday, raising the price from 8 cents to 13 cents per liter. As part of a new rationing system, the state body also said each private car would be allowed up to 60 liters of gas per month at the new price, which would double to 26 cents a liter for any gas purchase above the quota. Venetians were woken up at dawn Friday to the wailing flood of sirens and the lapping of water as the already deluged Italian city were struck by a new tidal surge, further damaging ancient monuments, palaces, and churches, and striking fear into residents there. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.